That was Sims 2 by Coco and Claire Claire, and I'm pretty sure I tried to say stuff earlier, but I think I forgot to turn the mic on. So this is Waffling with me, Danielle, and I'm joined today with my guest, Jules.
Yes, I'm a guest.
Yeah, I guess Jules. And today, this week, I'm going to have Jules listen to some of my music, and I want to know what she thinks about it, because I think we've got pretty different taste.
I think extremely different taste.
Do you have anything to say about that song you just listened to?
It was a song.
Oh, wow. I like that song. You ever play Sims?
Like the game?
Uh-huh.
Not really.
No, me neither. But
I it just was like, it was interesting.
Okay. I really like Coco and Claire Claire. They're on something, and I like it. Okay, this next song is a little bit different. Sycamore by Bill Callahan. I listen to this a lot in Vermont. And it's, I don't know if you'll like it, Jules. I really don't know if you'll like any of these, but
maybe we'll go for the hoping for like one.
Yeah, I hope you come out of this with like one okay song.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that was it.
Okay, next one. We'll try this one. All right. Enjoy, guys.
In the gym, he taught me the bar. sycamore got to grow down, to grow up. Don't tell the soil like babies first come. And when they bend you in two and say too green for the fire, when all you wanna do is be a part of the fire.
Yeah, so that was Sycamore by Bill Callahan, formerly known as Smog. And I just want to quickly say, well, because he used to make music under Smog, and now he makes music under Bill Callahan. Yeah.
It's growth.
It's just crazy. Quickly, I want to give a shout out to my friend Pearl and her awesome BF, Fernando.
Shout out, Pearl.
And shout out to Fernando. Thank you for listening.
Fernando, covered by Cher.
Oh, okay. means a lot that you're listening, and I miss you guys very much.
Yeah, I miss you guys too.
Jules was trying to figure out what genre she would put that previous song under, and I wonder if you've come to any conclusions.
I don't really know. Like, yeah. Folk?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't really know what the first one was. That was, like, just something else.
I think that on Spotify is, like, art pop. I don't know, it's good. Anyway, this is going to be another one for your ears. This is Oblivion by Grimes. I love this song. I think I've been listening to it, like, I think I could listen to it forever and not get sick of it. Okay. You ready, Jules?
As ready as I'll be.
Oh my god, here we go. That was Oblivion by Grimes. What do you think of that one, Jules?
I think so far that was my favorite, but it's because I think I know it from TikTok.
And that's what my friend Pearl texted me as well. Yeah. You know, honestly, it's probably a good TikTok song.
It sounded familiar, and, but I don't like her baby's name.
Wow.
Sorry to that baby.
Also, whatever.
No, what?
Well, I was just going to say, Jules and I were having this discussion, but when I was on her Glee show earlier this week, Jules was like, guys, beware, the song's going to be super long. And I, like, looked at how long the song was going to be, and it was, like, 3 minutes and 30 seconds, and I was like, is that a long song for you, Jules? But I don't know.
I think I get, like, sick of songs sometimes and skip them halfway.
Because this one is 4 minutes and 11 seconds, and you were like, oh, when is this going to be?
It was, like, 8 minutes long.
Well, this next one is 4 minutes and 21 seconds, so you got an extra 10 seconds of fun time. And this is going to be Suffering Jukebox by the Silver Jews from their Mountain
Jews.
Lookout, from their album Lookout Mountain, Lookout Sea. I like the song a lot, so if you don't like it, Jules, I'm going to take it personally.
And I just keep thinking of the name. And
yeah, and how it relates to your cultural identity.
My cultural identity as a Silver Jew.
All right, anyways, we're back at it. Suffering Jukebox, Silver Dudes.
I'll be suffering.
Oh, Jules!
Oh,
That was Suffering Jukebox by Silver Jews. Did you listen to that one?
I didn't really listen to it that much. We were talking.
Yeah, we were talking. But I really like that song. And I like that band. Okay, the next song you're going to listen to tonight is Communication by Disc.
What about the one that you're skipping?
Well, I'm gonna come back to it. But I feel like this, you'll need this one, and then you'll need that one, and then you'll need that. Like, I feel like it'll be better for you.
I think we have some pretty good communication skills.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, you communicated to my door to wake me up this morning.
Yeah, I had to wake Jules up this morning for bagel brunch. I'm such a good roomie. Yeah, so this is Communication by Disc. They're my favorite band from Madison, Wisconsin. They're Midwest peeps.
Was there, like, a competition for your favorite
band? Yeah, there's actually a competition.
Like, what other bands are from there?
A handful. Next week, we can explore Madison.
Okay.
Madison through music. Okay, here's Communication by Disc.
Thank you.
That was Communication by Disc. Jules, thoughts?
It's long.
Anything else?
I think I liked it more than the first. The first song I really disliked, and I don't know.
Sims 2 you disliked?
Yeah, at first, like, the first few seconds, I was like, this isn't bad. And then they started talking.
I'm in my bedroom. You didn't like that?
And they said something about, like, coconut water or, like, coconut oil.
Coconut oil on my face because she's hydrated.
I didn't like it.
Why? What do you have against coconut oil?
I have nothing against coconut
oil. We'll talk about this later. Jules is jealous that she's hydrated because Jules has dry skin right now.
Why would you bring this to there? That is so personal.
Jules comes knocking on my door for CeraVe more than I'd like.
Speaking of, can I borrow some CeraVe?
Yeah, you can come and get some tonight. Okay, this next song is actually by Mazzy Star, who I like, Look On Down From The Bridge. It's a slow song.
For all you lovers out there.
Yeah, for all you lovers out there, slow dance to this song. It was also in an episode of The Sopranos.
Danielle really enjoys that.
Yeah, I made Jules watch it and she didn't like it because she saw murder.
I never said I didn't like it, and I actually watch a lot of murder documentaries.
Okay, then we'll watch some more episodes.
Okay.
We'll watch the episode. This is when Mazzy Star plays in this episode of The Sopranos. It's transformational because it's when Tony kind of goes from just another guy
to a man.
To a man because this other guy dies and he has to replace him.
Okay.
And this Mazzy Star is playing at the funeral. So imagine this is like a funeral song, but also like it's happy and sad.
And it's romantic.
And yeah, it's a little romantic. Tony and his guma. Yeah, so this is Look On Down From The Bridge, Mazzy Star. I hope you guys can dance to this one.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that was Look On Down from the Bridge by Mazzy Star. A sad song, but
I shed three tears.
One. Yeah, Jules was crying in the corner. I think it's because of the connection it has to Tony Soprano's character.
Yeah, it made me really sad.
This next song is Driving on 9 by the Breeders, who were a 90s woman-led music group. I'm pretty sure the bassist of the Pixies founded it, which, and her name is, let me get it, Kim Deal. And
what's
yeah,
her deal?
Yeah, what's her deal? Well, it's making good music, because I like this song. Her voice is a little different, but I like it a lot. So, and it's been stuck in my head for this past week.
Yeah, congrats, Kim.
Congrats! All right, Driving on 9 by the Breeders.
Driving on 9, you could be a shadow beneath the streetlight behind my home. Driving on 9, I sure miss you. Pass a motel, looking at the pines. Driving on 9, looking for 130. Maybe I passed it. Go
Yeah, so that was Driving on 9 by the Breeders. You know, a little country flair to that one, too.
Yeah. I have a question, Danielle.
Yeah.
What's with the name of your show this week?
Oh, yeah. So, crazy asset, Jules. So, I got a humidifier this week because I'm in a class about high-performance buildings, and I've been learning a lot about how humidity affects your body. So, I was like, I'm probably living in a dehumidified space, so I got a humidifier.
Been dealing with that. It's yeah. It's not the best.
But it's awesome. It changes colors. I can put essential oils in it. It's great. So I love my humidifier. Another section of it is pesto. Jules made pesto tonight. We ate real good tonight.
Yeah, I made homemade pesto with no cheese.
No cheese. And it was good. And it was a beautiful green color.
And garlic bread.
Uh-huh. A lot of green.
And arugula.
To honor.
Salad.
Arugula salad with
to
sweet
honor
potato.
The Irish.
This yeah, month. On this month.
Because I am a whole 12.5%.
And I'm pretty sure I'm 100%. Somehow. Somehow my family did it. yeah, so this next song actually is called Boy by the Dryas. There was this, like, 5 years ago, this random boy from England followed me on Instagram, and I, like, followed him back. His Instagram is, like, Boy Interrupted or something, like, Girl Interrupted. And, like, he would, like, post nice pictures and stuff, so I would, like, continue following him. And he posted, like, sometime this year that he had a band and they made music, and I was like, okay, I'll give it a listen. And it's pretty good, so I don't know, this might be the first time it's being played in America. I literally don't know how or why we're following each other on Instagram, but...
That's a meet cute.
Yeah, well, we're gonna listen to a song, so I like it. We'll see what you think. Okay. We'll see what Easton thinks.
Good luck, boy.
Good luck, boy. Yeah, so that was Boy by the Dryas. My friend from across the pond
Love Britain.
Boy Interrupted, thank you for this. Yeah, maybe I'll should I DM him on Instagram and be like, hey, like,
send him the link to the radio
show. Hey, I played your song.
At circa like 40 minutes.
Yeah. Anyway. So this next song is Are You Leaving for the Country by Karen Dalton. I love this woman. I think she has a great voice. She hung out with Bob Dylan. You know, the people that are our guy DC Jackson
loves to listen to. DC Jackson, if you're listening to this,
yeah,
it would really mean a lot.
Yeah, DC Jackson, please, if you're listening to this, you need to add Karen Dalton to your recent America curriculum.
Yeah, we love you, DC.
We love you, DC, and we love you, KD, Karen Dalton. I just think her voice is amazing and beautiful. And
we know it. It's Donald something, but what does the C stand for?
Cornelius or something. It's literally Cornelius, I think. We'll investigate. We'll let you guys know when we figure it out. But this is Are You Leaving for the Country by Karen Dalton. Yeah, that was, we're offline on Spotify.
Whoa.
I don't know. That's so scary. I don't know what any of this means. But yeah, that was Karen Dalton. Are You Leaving for the Country? Also, we do not know DC's Jackson's, what the C stands for. I thought it was Cornelius because when you go to his page, he's like a Cornelia Hugel professor of history. So I think in my brain, I was like, maybe Cornelius. But it's good he has some mystery.
Yeah, he's such a mysterious man. Like, why does he own a Coca-Cola machine thing?
He's awesome. And I learned a lot in that class.
Yeah.
And through that class, I found out about Henry A. Wallace. I don't know what Henry A. Wallace was listening to. I think he listened to Pete Seeger a lot. They were on the campaign trail together. I like Pete Seeger. I'll play him next week. So, yeah. Do you like that song, Jules?
Sure.
Do you like Karen Dalton? I really like her voice.
I really like the Glee cast.
She's not in the Glee cast.
I know, but...
Well, she's not there.
Okay.
Okay.
I really like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I don't. Okay, well... Wow, we have such an overlap in taste.
But it shows that we can still be cordial.
Yeah, we can still eat. We can still make dinner together, even though we don't like the same
yeah,
music.
Yeah, if you think our music taste is different, you should see our bedrooms.
Yeah, our bedrooms are really something else.
And our attire.
Yeah.
I wear, like, stars.
I wear stars, too. I have stars somewhere. I don't think I actually
You made fun of me yesterday for wearing stars.
Yeah, well, I didn't make fun of you. Oh. Wow, things are getting tense in here. This next and final song, I don't think Jules will like at all, but but I'm willing to see her try. We'll come back after this song, because I want to hear what Jules' thoughts are. But
you can give some final remarks.
Yeah, we got time. So this is 1-2-3 by Girlpool. Yeah, I really like this song, but who knows what Jules is going to think. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, we're offline on Spotify. 1 second.
It's okay.
Okay, we're back online. Okay, here's 1-2-3, Girlpool. That was 1-2-3 by Girlpool. What do you think, Jules?
I think it was, like, fine.
Yeah. 1-2-3. Guys, we have time. We have time. So, Jules really disliked Sims 2, the first song I played.
I can't even explain how much I hated it.
I'm in my bed. So, we're going to listen to it again, and Jules can pinpoint which parts of it she...
You can keep me on the air to speak, and I can just say I hate it.
Yeah, that. Like, honestly, we could. Just tell me when to stop. Okay, Sims 2 again. Let me just say, with commentary. from Jules. Okay, but other than that, like, which one was your favorite, do you think?
I don't know. I don't think
any. She disliked all of them.
I just, like, really hated the one.
Okay. Oh, we're offline. Okay, 1 second. I don't really know what this means. Okay, we're back online. Okay. So I'm going to have it play a little bit lower.
Okay.
I don't know if this will... I don't know. Okay.
We'll just try it.
We'll try it. Here's Sims 2 again. Tell me when to stop, and then we can talk. Oh, I think... So you thought this part was fine, this intro?
I thought that was okay.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, okay, I can deal with that.
Okay, I'm going to have to keep muting and unmuting us because we can't hear it if I don't do that. So, okay, so this part's fine so far. Jules liked this part.
I even liked that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. Jules, okay. What do you think about that drop
there? I really disliked it.
What do you... I really don't understand.
I don't know.
Even without the singing, you just didn't like the drop?
I feel like it was the singing and the drop.
Okay.
It was like,
I remember it. Okay, wait. Keep
it's
going.
It's like nasally. It sounds like a children's choir. Like,
but there's one voice.
It sounds like
I'm in my
bed. It sounds like a horror movie, like
a little bit. I can kind of see it, but I like. Okay, we'll keep listening. Wait, it's offline again, guys. 1 second. Okay, back on it.
It just sounds like I'm about to get murdered by a little kid.
Okay, I mean, I guess I can kind of see that. But it's, like good.
Like, I'm, like, rolling around my head.
Jules is really nervous. I'll play the song at night really loud for you, Jules. I'm in my bed. We're offline again, folks, so. Oh. Maybe we can keep playing it. What about this voice?
Ugh, like, I hated it. Like,
Jules, can I propose something?
What?
Can we listen to one of their songs right now and see if it's like just their voices you don't like?
It could be. I feel like I just don't like them.
Okay, let me try.
Are
maybe
the girls
pop star?
In the cover?
Yeah, they're them and them.
Interesting.
Those two.
Sorry, girls.
Like,
what's their deal?
Claire, and they're from, I think they're from Atlanta, and now they're your favorite pop girlies.
They're not.
They're my favorite pop girlies. I really like them. Okay, that's them. All right, so I'm going to play
they
you.
Look nice, and I'm really sorry, Coco and Claire.
I think they're okay. This is going to be pop. I'll play some of Popstar, and then you tell me what you think about the first 20 seconds or so.
Okay.
Okay, wait, let's a little bit longer. Is that one, like, less scary for you?
I think it was, like, that one voice, like, the, like...
In the room and playing that one?
Yeah, I don't
that
know.
One's, like, the normal one. That was,
like,
she was literally just talking.
Like it.
Oh, I think you have something against them. Anyway, we'll explore them more later on in the comfort of our own home. yeah, so thanks, guys, for being here tonight. I had a great time.
I had a time.
Jules, you had a great time.
I had a great time because I'm here with my friend Danielle.
Aw, and that's what it's all about. Yeah, so we'll be here same time. I don't know if Jules will be here anymore. I mean,
if I'm welcome.
You're always welcome, Jules, but I don't know if this is a great way for you to spend your time.
I mean, I really have, like, no other, like, thing to be doing.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
But
maybe I'll have...
I'll be here on Tuesday.
Okay, yeah, Jules will be... I won't be here, but yeah, someone else will be here. I'm forgetting her name.
Alice.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
Abby Kasparian.
Abby Kasparian. All right, well, what a great week. And I just had nice weather coming ahead. Things are looking up for us, Jules, so.
Yeah, it's just two Lafayette girls.
Just two Lafayette girls taking on the world. Yeah. Okay, well, good night, everyone. Say good night, Jules.
Adios.
Adios, bye.